You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Over the last 12 months, New Zealand saw more than 3 million international visitors. With many of them visiting Auckland, concerns have been raised over the city's infrastructure, which is already facing a $4 billion shortfall. In response, Auckland Mayor Phil Goff has put forward a targeted accommodation rate, also known as a bed tax. Although still in development, the policy would see certain accommodation providers, such as hotels, pay higher council rates, which would then go towards spending on projects such as roading. The proposal has attracted criticism from business groups, who say it is unfair and could hurt what is an increasingly important sector of New Zealand's economy. I speak with Chief Executive of Tourism Industry Aotearoa, Chris Roberts, and ask him what he thought of Mayor Goff's proposal.
I think it's a very poor option. The Mayor was originally thinking that a targeted rate on commercial accommodation was just about the same as a bed tax or a bed levy, but the problem is it's absolutely not. It's nothing like a bed tax. The sort of bed levies you see overseas where, and some of us would have experienced that, where you see it on your bill and it's a little bit annoying, but you pay another few dollars for some sort of local tax. I think that's what the Mayor had in mind, but that's not what he's actually come up with. What he's proposing in Auckland is just another rate. Appears on a rates bill, but it's only going to appear on the rates bill of about 300 properties across Auckland, and it's an average rate rise of over 100%, even with the revised proposal that they came up with last week. So really, it's just a big mess. It was a bad idea in the first place, and trying to revise it, they've just made it a whole lot worse. So really, they need to go back to the drawing board. Why are visitors to Auckland being targeted to raise money for Auckland's problem? Yes, Auckland's got a $4 billion shortfall in infrastructure. That's not being caused by visitors to Auckland. That's been caused by Auckland's growing population. So it's a little bit bizarre in the first place that the first measure that the Mayor has taken to try and do something about this massive infrastructure gap that Auckland has is to say, oh, let's go after the visitors to Auckland. Well, the visitors to Auckland aren't the problem. And even if they were the problem, this measure is only going to now collect, I believe, around $15 million. $15 million is a drop in the budget compared to Auckland's infrastructure problems. We all want Auckland to be a city that works, and it obviously has some big issues that it needs to address. Coming up with a daft scheme, a daft rate that's totally unfair, talking of rate rises of more than 100% for businesses without any justification is not the way to go about it. So there needs to be a conversation. We're quite willing, the tourism industry, the accommodation sector is quite happy to get around the table and talk with the Mayor and the Council about what can actually work, how the tourism sector can help support ATEED, the agency that the Council has to grow the visitor economy for Auckland, and that's in the interest of everyone in Auckland. If we can have more tourism in Auckland, everyone benefits across the whole city. But trying to link tourism with Auckland's roading woes, all its other infrastructure problems, inadequate public transport and so on, that's actually not tourism's fault. That's 50 years or more of underinvestment by Auckland councils. And it's not going to be solved by trying to tax every visitor to Auckland.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.